This is Apollo Control coming up on 14 minutes after liftoff. That liftoff coming about 2 hours 40 minutes late, and we'll be assessing the effects of that late liftoff on subsequent events in the mission timeline, passing those along. One of the effects will be a change in the acquisition of signal, loss of signal time as we move along on the ground track.
See you off.
Stand by on EDGE-AC.
I've been carrying very low amps on the bat bus, and I did not see a drop. I'm carrying about 2 amps now. Volts are 30.5.
Jack, go ahead and take the BC motor switch off.
Okay, it's off, and I confirm that one.
And we think it's the EDS power switch and the fuel cell last switch that are drawing the current that you're seeing there.
Okay, that could well be.
Okay, Jack, we're going to lose you in about 1 minute off of Vanguard here and see you at 5220.
Roger, we're pressing. Thanks, Bob. Okay, Bob, everything is looking good on board. Everything's stable. We can see the apps firing, and our attitudes look good.
Jano, everything's in good shape down here. The booster's in good shape. You're looking good, and our AOS time is 5220, as I gave you.
We got that, babe. We'll see you coming around.
Good show, babe. A little late, but a good show.
Outstanding ride.
Houston, we're hanging with you here. It looks like you're hanging in Vanguard a little longer than we expected.
This is Apollo Control at 16 minutes 45 seconds after liftoff. We've confirmed Apollo 17 is in a near nominal orbit. The crew reported an orbit of about 93.5 by 89.5 based on their onboard calculations. And computations on the ground show that we're very close to the nominal 90-mile nautical mile orbit. As a result of the late liftoff, the translunar injection will be a little bit earlier than the flight plan ground elapsed time. We don't have an update on this time yet. We expect that it will be on the order of 8 to 10 minutes early. We will update that time as we get a later update. We would expect that the time of arrival at the moon will be approximately the same as the flight plan time in terms of Greenwich Mean Time. The ground elapsed time will be somewhat earlier, and we expect that there will be a clock update, a so-called clock update, at some point where we make the clocks in mission control and aboard the spacecraft agree with the ground elapsed time that they would be showing in the flight plan. The net effect will be that we'll arrive at the moon in a shorter ground elapsed time, in effect about 2 hours 40 minutes earlier than the flight plan would show, but at the same Greenwich Mean Time, or local time here on Earth, that we would have had we lifted off on time. We're in effect making up the time by speeding up the arrival at the moon. The spacecraft at translunar injection will be going somewhat faster than a nominal liftoff translunar injection. Consequently, it will arrive at the moon going slightly faster and also somewhat earlier, about 2 hours, 40 minutes earlier, in terms of ground elapsed time. This will also mean that the lunar orbit insertion will require a bit more energy to slow the spacecraft down and get it into lunar orbit. These details, of course, will all be worked out in the time that we have before lunar orbit insertion. And when we get an updated translunar injection time, we'll pass that along.